Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ted Fisherman is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, author of China, Inc. Very important book. I encourage you. You'll thank me later if you go find this book, if you don't already have it. And, of course, Shock of Gray, one of the most fascinating books on demographics and the aging of the world's population that you'll ever find. Check both of those out. Ted's a very prolific writer. Ted, when's the next book coming out? I can't wait.
That's a good question. You know, I've been doing a lot of periodical journalism, which I also love because it's so timely.
And it doesn't cure you like writing a book either, right?
So Ted, more slowly for sure.
when in the last segment, the previous segment, you gave us a good tour of the bad news for business owners and people who love liberty. In China, the government is cracking down and becoming more aggressive. And, you know, Ted, I differentiate between liberty and freedom by saying that people in China have freedom, but the government doesn't take away their freedom, but they do regulate their liberties. And I think that's what the people over there once they get access to markets. And to doing business and to some little bit of self-determination, they like that kind of liberty. What do you think?
I think that's probably true, and that relates to part of this political change that's going on, which is another thing that happened under the previous leaders was that China was slowly developing credible institutions for adjudication of business disputes, courts, and other ways, and. What's happening right now is that the judicial system there is getting gutted. Lawyers are leaving the system
in
droves. Judges are quitting the system.
There goes your liberty.
Judges are quitting the system.
There goes your liberty.
And what improvements there are in enforcement, for example, on intellectual property, tend to be for domestic companies. There's lots of suits filed by Chinese companies against Chinese companies for infringing on their intellectual property rights,
right.
Their copyrights, their patents, and so on. But the system is broken. There's a great story where the trademark office is so overwhelmed with approving trademarks that somebody submitted a logo that was the exact same logo of the Chinese trademark office. And the trademark office approved the logo.
Are you serious?
Its own logo for another private industry.
They actually gave the license to somebody to use their logo.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, that's beyond embarrassing. Well, so let's and of course, when you bring up intellectual property, that puts us right on the vein to take us right over to the West. What is the West? You know, I've said for a long time, Ted, and I've said it to you in my naive way. It seems to me that the China has more to fear from itself than the West has to fear from China. And I've been predicting that China was going to be more likely to implode into itself than it would be to take us over or to attack us. And so my question to you is, what is with this new aggression by the state over there, what does that mean for the West, especially America?
You know, that's actually a question I ponder a lot. And, you know, since I started writing on China, which is now almost 20 years ago when I first went over there for a lengthy report. And as you know, I lived in Asia and worked in Asia for a long time.
Right.
I've seen so many dire predictions of the downfall. And, you know, people have made careers writing the kind of the coming crash type book for
right.
China. And I think people underestimate the nimbleness and ability of the leaders of China to learn as they go and to respond to crises. Mm. They've proven pretty good at it, more than good at it. They've proven superb at it. Doesn't mean that there won't be business reversals and business cycle reversals. There will be. But there are these looming problems that might make the next year or two particularly perilous, mostly around the debt in the system.
Yeah.
The public debt, the private debt. When I say public debt, I mean the loans that are due to the state-owned banks. And then the private debt, which is the informal debt.
And they do, and they have an immature capital market, don't they?
It's very immature. It's still largely informed by the hand of the state in there, which is the primary mm-hmm. lender in China.
So are you saying that there's a debt bomb waiting to go off over?
Yeah, it seems every time I pick up the news about the kinds of debt in China, whether the loans are owned by the state-owned banks or they're in the formal sector, the number, whether it's consumer credit, the numbers just get bigger and bigger and bigger.
If it goes off, will that have an how big will the what I call the implication zone? How big will that be if it goes off over there? Will it go outside of the region?
It could be a version of our 2008 or worse.
But will that have global impact?
It depends how the Chinese government responds.
Yeah.
If they respond in a way that really cleans the house, it could give them a few years of a down market, but then have them roaring back leaner and meaner and
right.
more committed to the private sector.
What would it do to their currency, though?
Which would be good for everybody. I think the Chinese currency, it's controlled tightly by the state. So, they have the decision about whether they're going to switch over how they price the currency. Right now
mm-hmm.
they have currency controls. We price our currency with interest rates.
Right.
But if China keeps the currency control measure, then it won't have much impact on currency, except that the Chinese government planners will want to drive it down to make them.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to talk some more about this with Ted Fishman. TedCFishman.com, is that right, Ted? That's your website, TedCFishman.com? Quick break, 10 tips in minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.